SVI now in a conversation with John Kaler. He just recently received the Wright Brothers Master Pilot Award for years of service in aviation. How about 50 years or more? John, how do you feel about that award? Your thoughts on that?
I feel incredibly honored. It's not something so much that I earned, but that my students can put up with me. They keep coming back to me.
So you're not just flying airplanes, you're teaching people to be pilots.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about that. And you've taught in so many states. The other night when you received that honor, multiple states, your thoughts on teaching others how to fly.
I love to fly, and I love to help others enjoy that too. And there are many people that want to learn to fly as just a hobby, and I love teaching them that. There are some that want to fly as a business and become airline pilots. Well, that's great. I love to teach them that too. But there's so much beauty of the earth that you see from flying, and so much freedom, and you get an idea of how incredibly beautiful this world is. I just love to fly. I like the bird's eye view.
Yeah. Now, what brought you to Star Valley and flying here, where you've done this in so many different states? How are we fortunate enough to have a master pilot in Star Valley?
How we got here was only by an act of God. I was working in Pueblo, Colorado, as a contractor for the Air Force, teaching Air Force pilots to fly, and my wife. We were looking ahead to retirement, and our house, someone wanted to buy it, so we sold it. And then where were we going to live, you know, to retire? And we've lived in many different places, and we love the mountains, and we actually bought a property down around Cokeville, but had a difficult time getting the house built. And we were up here one day, and loved the valley, really felt this is where we needed to be, so we bought a house up here.
And now you've settled in, and you're a major part of the Afton Airport operations. So tell us what you do now, as you help people in various capacities fly their planes, you fly your own. Tell us about your life now as a pilot here in Star Valley.
I am just a flight instructor. I still love to teach people how to fly their own airplanes. I've been here for 13 years now, and I've taught a few people, and every 2 years, a pilot needs to have what's called a flight review. And so they come back to me every 2 years, and if they've already had their license for a while. So I'm teaching new pilots along with teaching other pilots that I've trained before. And then people that buy different airplanes, the insurance requires them to be checked out in their aircraft, and I do a lot of that.
Okay. The other night at the dinner, or the program where you were honored as the master pilot, Tristan Smith presented to you that important honor. Your thoughts on that?
Tristan Smith is my hero. He is a guy that I tremendously admire. We were in an accident, and we both got a lot of facial damage, but he lost his eyesight. And I am so incredibly impressed with how he has handled that challenge to his life with a great positive attitude, hard work, and of course his wife has supported him greatly in this, and he is just an incredible human being, and I just love him and respect him, and he's my hero.
Now that you're here and you've settled in teaching the next generation to fly as well, because I understand you've been involved in the Star Valley High School Scholarship Program and teaching youth and so forth, where do you see your somewhat retired life go from here?
I love how things are going right now. I am retired, but I get to instruct about any time the weather is halfway decent. And flying is not a job for me, it's a passion. And so teaching, I love to teach, and so I'll just keep doing this till I'm 6 foot under.
All right. Closing thoughts on receiving the Wright Brothers Master Pilot Award at that program in Star Valley this past week.
The Master Pilot Award is really quite an achievement. You have to have at least 50 years of solid aviation wherein you do not violate any FAA regulations or get yourself into trouble or just do anything stupid. And so to survive 50 years, especially in the student training business, is quite a blessing.
And you've blessed other people's lives all along the way.
I hope so.
Yes, you have. John Kaler, recipient of the Wright Brothers Master Pilot Award, Dan Docs at SVI Media at the Afton Airport.